director of the Richmond Vale Academy, RVA, Stina Herberg said their collaborative project with the SVG Red Cross Society is currently running from the middle of February to the middle of March. She said, as part of the project, 10 farmers in Sandy Bay are being trained about ecological farming techniques.
I would like to highlight the efforts by the St. Vincent Red Cross. They are doing several recovery efforts. I am not familiar with all of them, but RVA is part of one of Red Cross's projects, which is to train ecological farmers or train farmers in ecological techniques. So that's happening now in the middle of February till the middle of March, where Red Cross selects 10 farmers in Sandy Bay that will be trained in ecological farming.
Ms. Herberg explained that ecological farming is farming without chemicals, which is healthier farming. She said they are also training 10 farmers in North Leeward to practice this healthy way of farming.
So this is farming without chemicals, because people are waking up to putting chemicals on your food and eating them afterwards isn't a good idea. So they will be trained, 10 people in Sandy Bay and here in North Leeward, because many more people are getting on board and they need the tools. So how do we do this? It's not just to say, well, change over. No, it's not easy. But everybody can do it. So we need to facilitate the training process. So this is also happening now over the next month. And it's continuous, the Ecological Home Garden Project.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues, Ms. Herberg is encouraging more Vincentians to get involved in ecological farming, as this helps to boost their immune systems and make them healthier.
So I think in the middle of this COVID epidemic, where we are facing many challenges, we are facing many health challenges. What we all can do is to focus on how do we boost our immunity systems. And then we need to eat healthy. So we got to ditch some of the imported, processed, highly sugary, bad fatty foods. I'm not talking about coconut oil. I'm not talking about avocado oil, which is really good for you. Ackee has good fat and so on. We're talking about the highly processed oils that get in with this processed food. This is very, very destructive for your whole immunity system. And we do see a lot of people are really aware and want to get on board. So having a backyard garden, growing a good part of your own food or a variety of fruits, a variety of lettuces, add some herbs, maybe you add a chicken coop, rabbit coop. This is really helping you keeping a healthy immune system. So there's just endless benefits, I would say, to growing food without chemicals and eating more of what you grow.
Director of the Richmond Vale Academy, RVA, Stina Herberg. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.